let me just tell one thing. The president, in his statement, which was related over GLPS, I don't think he didn't state that he has dismissed or called the arrest of any high-ranking official because of their involvement in drug trafficking. He never said so. Although he did say that he has zero tolerance for drug trafficking and drug traffickers and for crimes of violence in general. And I must say that I am in total agreement with him that drug trafficking, crimes of violence of any nature should be fought against by all means. I myself, as an attorney, I have for the past 18 or 20 years, declined to defend anybody who is charged with any offense connected with drug or drug trafficking. I have declined to defend such people because of my abhorrence for those who are engaged in drug trafficking, my abhorrence for those who use drugs, and I think they are a menace to society, and we should do everything possible to get the Gambian society rid of these antisocial people.
Attorney Dabo, some people are expressing worry that the security agencies in the country have not been effective in dealing with this situation because they think that Gambia has been used like a conduit of drug traffickers to Europe and other African or West African countries. How should this be tackled?
That is why I think everybody, every Gambian and indeed any other person who is in the Gambia, should really give a helping hand in ensuring that those who use the Gambia as a conduit for their drug trafficking to Europe and other parts of West Africa are kept out of this country. I think we should do that, and that will really sanitize our image to make sure that uses this place as a transit point, for their illegal drug trafficking.
Well, Attorney Dabo, can political parties in the country, especially your political party, help in this drive following this that troubles many Gambians, including you, about this menace?
Well, I believe all political parties, should engage on mass protestation of the Gambians to make them aware of the dangers of drug trafficking, not the health hazard and the all the vices about drug trafficking. I think we should all make that our duty, so that we'll fight the menace of this terrible thing that is occurring in this country. As far as the security forces are concerned, I think the general public has to cooperate with them and blow the whistle wherever they find drug traffickers and wherever they find drug pushers and drug users. They should blow the whistle on them so that they are arrested and then prosecuted with expedition. There is an aspect of the drug management control in this country which I disagree with. That is the plea bargaining. Usually when people are arrested, they engage in plea bargaining, and it's usually the small fish, that are caught. When the big barons, are kept away. And I would support plea bargaining, provided that the person who is arrested with the drug discloses the names of the people for whom he is working, so that these people could be arrested. Because unless you get at the barons themselves, the big guys, unless you get at the big guys, the small guys will continue in their drug pushing, they'll continue in their drug trafficking.
Why do you think the security agencies have not been effective in dealing decisively with drug trafficking in Guinea that tarnishes the country's reputation?
Well, I'm not sure whether they have the expertise and all the support, logistical support they need to carry out their work. And I would want the international community to give assistance, to the National Drug Enforcement Agency in every aspect, so that their performance in combating drug trafficking in Gambia will certainly give some fruit.